Fourth night of protests in the U.S. city of Ferguson. State of emergency still in place from the night before. And in the period marking the one-year anniversary of Michael Brown's death at the hands of a white police officer, Ferguson is experiencing violence. Why do protests in Ferguson, by the way, are more violent than other U.S. towns? Well, nevertheless, racial tensions across the U.S. remains high. In this edition of the debate, we're going to ask why that is and look at why the U.S. remains divided when it comes to African Americans, equality, police behavior, and justice. Our guest joining us for this edition of the debate, pastor and justice advocate Graylin Hagler, joins us from Washington. We have investigative journalist Lee Kaplan, who joins us from San Francisco. Gentlemen, welcome. Let me start first with you, Graylin Hagler, looking at what is going on in Ferguson, given the fact that there's a number of events that have taken place which has involved violence and, of course, the state of emergency that has been at this point imposed. It doesn't seem like the death of Michael Brown brought about any significant change 1 year on at this point. Why do you think that is? Graylin Hagler? Okay, let me ask this from you, Lee Kaplan. Why hasn't the death of Michael Brown brought about significant change looking at what is going on in Ferguson today?
Kava, it's very important that the viewers at Press TV in Iran and the rest of the world understand that the rioting that's going on in Ferguson today is done by paid rioters who are organized by an NGO called the Act Now to End the War. It's called the Answer Coalition. They're based in San Francisco and in Washington, D.C. And what they did is they have been recruiting rioters and paying them salaries to go to Ferguson and riot. This isn't a spontaneous riot where the people of Ferguson are just rioting because they're fed up. This is an organized demonstration. Answer, who is organizing it and paying these people, is a communist organization who wants the downfall of the United States. They have gotten all manner of anti-American organizations. And incidentally, there's a woman in St. Louis, right near Ferguson, named Anna Piller, or Anna Balzer, who heads the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation, who is also urging people to go and riot in Ferguson on behalf of the Palestinians. These people who are rioting are paid and trained rioters. They are not normal citizens who feel that they are being abused. They are paid salaries. They are given training by ANSWER to riot and demonstrate. And the whole thing is a sham. And the idea is to present the image that in America, blacks are being mistreated. They have actually recruited people from the Black Panthers. They have brought in radicals from all over the country. These aren't residents of Ferguson who are doing the rioting. These are paid provocateurs, paid rioters, and that's what's really going on.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have any proof of what you are at this point leveling against the ANSWER Coalition, against this particular lady that you talked about?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. In fact, you can go to the ANSWER Coalition website. There's an excellent article on the American Thinker website on the web in which they detail how ANSWER gets its money and how they have recruited people from every radical organization in the United States to go to Ferguson and riot and try to present the idea that black lives are being abused in the United States and that the police are doing it. This isn't a spontaneous demonstration. A lot of the demonstrators who are committing violent acts against the police there in Ferguson are black street gangs, criminal gangs, who are being paid salaries by International ANSWER in order to do this. And this is something that, unfortunately, most journalists in the news media are too lazy or too afraid to investigate and look into. But you can go to the article in American Thinker today. It's by a gentleman named, I think it's Lee Carey, who details where the money's coming from, International ANSWER's involvement in it, and what the riots are really all about. And let me call attention to one more thing. Your reporter, in setting up the report about the Michael Brown shooting, has called it a murder. It's not a murder. They had a grand jury in Ferguson, which had black members of the community, not paid provocateurs from ANSWER from outside the community, who studied what happened there, and they exonerated the police officer that he was acting in self-defense. So when you make a report and you say that Michael Brown was murdered, you're only trying to stir the pot yourselves rather than telling the truth.
Okay.
And this is what people have to understand.
All right. Well, we've heard your side of the story. Let me bring in Pastor and Justice Advocate Graylin Hagler into the conversation. Graylin Hagler, our guest there, I don't know if you heard his comments, is saying that there are paid rioters. Rioting that's going on the streets in Ferguson is being paid for. This is something that is not an apparent protest that is going on against racial inequality or African Americans not getting justice overall. Do you agree with our guests, Lee Kaplan there, Graylin Hagler?
Yes, your guest lacks all credibility. There is nothing but paranoia. There's nothing but innuendo that's being stated. There's anger on the ground, deep anger that exists in that community, that exists in other communities such as Baltimore. People, yes, have gone there from all across the country. And I know that because preachers have gone there from all across the country to be a witness. You know, the fact is that that's a watershed for what is taking place and what has taken place all across the country. Now, International Answer may be there, but International Answer is only a part of what's there. There are people on the ground, there's preachers that I know there in Ferguson, Missouri, and all around in the county there that are engaged, that are involved, and know that there's a deep anger that exists because of the structure that has been put in place and maintained in places like Ferguson, Missouri, to disempower and to keep black folks oppressed. So I don't know what your person is talking about, because what has gone on in Ferguson is exactly what I saw in the West Bank of Palestine in terms of what the Israelis were doing to the Palestinians. It's exactly what the police are doing to the black community and other communities here in America.
Go ahead, Lee Kaplan.
Okay, so now we're talking about a lack of credibility, because the reverend obviously has an agenda. See, now he's attacking Israel and the Jews. He's not a real reverend. He's a reverend who is attacking the United States. He's a reverend.
Look, you are just simply ignorant.
You're not a real reverend.
You don't know
anything about history.
You're an Al Sharpton. You have no relationship
you're
with anybody, quite
reverend.
Obviously. You're just an ideologue.
You're a political opportunist.
You're not there to make peace. That has no grounding
you're
in
not
reality.
There to make
has
peace,
no historical
sir.
Basis. You're just
you're
an idiot.
Phony.
You're an idiot.
How much is your church getting to train people, activists, and how to demonstrate there in Ferguson? I mean, you know, you might deny it and say you're not doing it. But I would really wonder if there would be an audit to see how much your church or you yourself are getting from
international with your accusations
issue.
Because you have no
I'm not
basis
foolish. I'm telling
in
the
fact.
Truth.
You're just acting out of a white supremacist paradigm. You're a white supremacist, and that's all that you're operating out of, that white supremacist paradigm. You have no concern or care about justice that happens in America or in the world. You can't prove anything. You can't even
you're
prove
not interested
that you
in justice
got a mouth.
In America.
You know, the issue is that you are a foolish man.
America,
you are a foolish
you
man.
Derive a
and you're not even worth arguing
it.
With.
All right, very well. Wait,
you're not
you
even worth
even
arguing
black,
with because you don't know
you don't
anything about
the
anything.
Black community in America.
Okay, hold
you
on
don't
a second.
Know anything about anything.
Let me ask you something. Reverend, let me ask you a question. Reverend, did Michael Brown attack that police officer? Was he murdered by that police officer? Was he innocent? Did he rob that liquor store just before he attacked the police officer when he was killed? Tell me something, since you're such an expert on everything and you say I have no credibility when I have complete credibility, you tell me, did Michael Brown commit a
there
crime
is a long
just
history
before
of
he
police
ran into
brutality
the police officer?
And police misconduct
oh, here we go.
In places
Let's
like Baltimore,
a long history.
In places like Ferguson,
Listen,
in places like St. Louis, in places like Chicago.
Lee Kaplan, hold on. Let the reverend speak. Lee Kaplan, let the reverend answer. Go ahead, reverend.
Issue that injustice exists and racism exists because you operate as a white supremacist. So you don't can't admit that. You don't want to admit that. You will not admit that. Because you want to rewrite history. You want to rewrite what has taken place in this country and what continues to take place in this country even today. I'm very proud of all the groups that have gone to Ferguson, and I'm proud of all the groups that have come to Baltimore.
You're a cheap demagogue. You're a cheap demagogue, and you're trying to foment riots and problems for answer for pro-communist organizations that want to bring down the the United States government. They want to end the democracy and capitalism. They say themselves they want a dictatorship of the proletariat.
What about, they are, you know, you're a Zionist, you're a Zionist, and you want to go to war with the world.
Ferguson.
You want to wipe out Iran, you want to wipe out the Palestinians, you
want to
wipe out everybody, and as well as black people in America. You know, so the fact is that you are a white supremacist. And so continue to spew your ignorance, because you're an ignorant man.
Let me ask you something. One of the guests at this Ferguson riot is Angela Davis. She was involved with a prison attempted prison break.
She's a great American who tried to defend the country. Tried to lift up the issue of civil rights and human rights in this country.
She went into a courtroom with shotguns.
She is a great American. Obviously, you're not, because you hate everybody that's black. You hate everybody that has a consciousness, and you hate everybody that have a concern for justice.
Trying to veil themselves.
I don't even know why.
Being blacks.
Okay, go ahead, Reverend.
Do you think you're a logical man? Do you think you're a logical man?
Not only am I a logical man, I'm a very fair man. And the fact is, while I would agree with you that in the history of the United States,
you're very illogical right now.
Suffered,
and,
I got a feeling you mix up logic and being illogical. That's the big difference.
Okay, one second. Lee Kaplan, let me ask you something.
Your demonstrators in Ferguson are paid to riot.
Lee Kaplan, I have a question for you. What are your viewpoints on African Americans? Very simple question, Lee Kaplan.
I think they're American citizens the same as anyone else. They have the same rights as white Americans. And I happen to know a lot of the history about the black community, Kava, going back even before the Civil War. And the fact is, yes, black Americans, if you want to go back 100 years and the origins of the Civil War, they suffered. It's true. But that isn't what's going on in Ferguson today. And it's important that your viewers understand that.
You don't know what's going on in Ferguson because you're not black. You're not black, and you're not basically a victim of the process.
Just like we pointed out, the white establishment in Ferguson was making money on levering fines
against people for silly little stuff like their pants being down, jaywalking, all of those kinds of things. In fact, we were paying salaries being victimized by the law.
Right.
That has been shown in Ferguson. This is shown in many other places, little tiny towns.
This is all a distraction from a business that you have, Reverend, and International Answer has, and the Palestinian Movement has, and Anna Balzer has.
You don't know what I have. You don't know what I have, so there you go making an assertion.
You
don't know anything about me, quite obviously. All you're doing is wasting air and breathing up air that somebody else could use. You know, the fact is you don't know anything about anything other than you exist
Reverend,
in a narrow
have you
little
received
world.
Any
you
money?
Have no
have you
regard for
any
anybody
money
else
all?
But yourself and your own ideology.
Reverend,
you have no regard
for racial justice. Please, Lee Kaplan, one at a time.
From ANSWER or any of the other coalition members who are engaged in the rioting, have any of your people in your church
ever received a dime?
Great. Let's move on to the next subject. Lee Kaplan, we're getting away from the subject at hand.
Man, you're raising accusations about things that you don't know anything about.
Let's talk about what is going on. Let's talk about Lee Kaplan. One second, Lee Kaplan. There's more important issues that need to be discussed in this. We have about 5 minutes left. Lee Kaplan, the stats speak for themselves. Up to this point this year, there have been 750 people plus that have been killed because of police brutality. Ratio-wise, African Americans have died the most, over 380 at this point. There have been 7 to 8 deaths in the past.
That isn't true, Kava.
It is true. Let me continue.
Another sign are the people that are dying
in their cells. There's a problem. In the past 3 weeks, there have been at least seven African Americans that have died in their cells. Don't you think? There's not propaganda. It's there. But the problem is this.
There have been more white Americans killed by so-called alleged police brutality than blacks.
Why would you say alleged? Why would that be alleged? It's been the statistics are overwhelmingly.
You have to go on a case by case business. Listen, you live in a country where
he doesn't want to know anything about the reality.
On the streets.
He doesn't want
to
know anything at all. I knew growing up in Baltimore when I saw the disparities that operated.
America?
You know, the fact is that they initiated white cops by going into the back of a lockup wagon and beating the daylights out of black folks who have been locked up. That's a part of the history that I saw with my own eyes. Mr. Kaplan doesn't know anything about anything other than what he reads from some right-wing conspiratorial type of material, and therefore he buys it hook, line, and sinker, know nothing himself, hasn't been out there to engage anything first-handed, so he ends up really spouting forth things that he knows nothing about. He's a very ignorant, illogical man that loves to hear himself talk.
Now, Reverend, even if there are viewpoints that come close to what Lee Kaplan thinks in terms of the whole situation when it comes to either racial discrimination, police brutality, or the injustice that is served, not only in terms of white police officers who are obviously been accused of deaths and murder, but yet they escape scot-free, and the injustice that is served upon African Americans in general, doesn't that show that there's a problem in the U.S.? How has it gotten to this point? Why is it continuing?
That has always been the part of the process, is that law enforcement has basically been created and exists to keep people, particularly people of color, in place. From down very early on to slave catchers that existed that were basically law enforcement that engaged
slave
in catching
catchers.
Slaves is to make sure that there is this wall,
what
this wall that exists between the haves and the have-nots, right? It's also to make sure that there is an occupying
the
army
police
that
officers
occupies
Lee Kaplan, let our guest speak. Lee Kaplan, hold on.
People of color, by the government,
though we represent very little in the population as a whole, and we go down, we
police
look at
officers,
all these things,
if they abuse black citizens,
America
are indicted
was built
and punished.
As a racist
it's
nation.
Not true.
America was built as a racist nation. It continues to exist as a racist nation. And the fact is that people who are basically demonstrating in Ferguson, Washington, D.C., are continuing to protest the paradigms of racism that continues to grip the country.
Okay. Lee Kaplan.
They're being paid.
Okay, Lee Kaplan, the stats
are... You have no idea what you're talking about. You're a foolish man.
That you don't understand that I can believe. Reverend, where were you ordained? I'd like to know about your ordination, because what I see in you is a phony reverend, an Al Sharpton, a black demagogue who's trying to incite the black population. And I ask you again here on Press TV before the whole world, and I can check it out later. I would like to know, have you received any money from ANSWER? Has any of your parish received money from ANSWER or training in how to conduct these riots in Ferguson?
Okay, let's move on. Grantland Hagler,
I got about a minute. Be careful what you say, because I'll find out if it's true.
I got a minute.
They call me foolish, but I asked
Lee Kaplan, I got a minute left. I'd like to go to Grantland Hagler. Grantland Hagler, we're looking at the reaction that the U.S. president...
You're ignorant, and you're a liar. You're a liar, honestly.
Yeah, okay. Call me names, but don't answer the question. Have you received any money from International ANSWER? Have you received any money from Louis Farrakhan's group? Have you received any money from anti-white groups? Have you received any money at all as the reverend of your parish, or have members of your parish who might be involved in the demonstrations there in Ferguson been paid or trained by International ANSWER? And you won't answer it because they have been, I'm sure.
Grantland Hagler, you can answer that, or I can propose the next question, which we'll end the program on. Your choice.
Well, I'll answer real quick.
He doesn't want to answer it because he knows the truth.
I know International ANSWER very well.
Go ahead. Grantland Hagler.
And I have not received a dime from them, nor have any of my members received a dime from them. And the fact is, for you to insinuate that folks are marching and demonstrating because they're being paid is as stupid as J. Edgar Hoover, who wanted to claim that the civil rights movement was being manipulated by the communists. The fact is that we have all the rights that you claim that we should have as Americans, we got the right to stand up and to protest our own dignity when it's being impugned, and to protect our own lives when it's being threatened.
Thank you very much for that. Pastor and Justice Advocate Grantland Hagler there from Washington, and investigative journalist Lee Kaplan gave us his comments from San Francisco. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Debate. From Mikava Tawai and the entire team of the Capitol, Tafuan, goodbye.